It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Daytona Tortugas, the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here from historic Jackie Robinson Ballpark, where the Marauders have fallen off track a bit. They have lost three games in a row to begin this six-game series. The Tortugas, meanwhile, have won four in a row. The Marauders trying to bite back here on this gorgeous Friday evening. Marauders are going to look to right-hander Justin Mice, making his third appearance of the season, and he'll be opposed by fellow right-hander Julian Aguiar at his tonight's pitching matchup as Marauders look to bounce back from last night's 4-2 loss. Bradenton held scoreless over the first eight innings of play last night. Jacob Gonzalez came through with a ninth-inning two-run homer with one out in the inning, and the Marauders, after that home run, were able to put a couple of men aboard via bases on balls. The next two batters, unfortunately, however, were retired, and the Tortugas celebrated and won their fourth game in a row. So the Marauders are going to try and come on top tonight as they look to Justin Mice and a bullpen effort that has been solid as of late. One of the outstanding performers in that Marauders bullpen lately has been left-hander Nick Domkowski. Had a chance to talk to Nick earlier today, and he is our pregame guest here on the Marauders pregame show. We will step aside, and when we come back, we'll enjoy that conversation with left-hander Nick Domkowski. That's coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders reliever Nick Domkowski. Nick, terrific start to your season this year, averaging almost two strikeouts per inning so far. Really good start. Any specific points of focus you're taking with you onto the mound as you come in each time?
I just want to keep attacking. I want to keep my foot on the gas pedal and, you know, kind of control the bat as I go and just keep pounding the strike zone and just go from there and, you know, react to what I'm seeing from the hitters and just trusting my stuff. I think just throwing every pitch with conviction is what I'm trying to do this year, and it's been working so far.
Coming out of your final season last year at the University of Hartford, signing with the Pirates, and then immediately into the mix as part of the championship squad last year. And, of course, you celebrate on the field in Tampa, but what exactly does that give you in terms of motivation or a push as you move further into your career after experiencing that?
I mean, it was a great first year of pro ball. I mean, it kind of excited me for this year coming in and just knowing how deep our system is and, you know, the talent that we put out on the field every day. So I was just excited to go back and continue to compete this year. And I mean, it was just a great season last year, and it made me a little bit more comfortable this year, knowing a lot more of the guys and the coaching staff. So I was excited for that, and I think just wanting to have the drive to get back there and win another championship.
Visiting with Nick Domkowski here on the pregame show. Grew up in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Red Sox fan?
Yeah, growing up, definitely was a Red Sox fan. Loved going to those games, and we just had a great history going there when I was growing up, though, and it kind of helped me fall in love with baseball.
Who'd you grow up rooting for player-wise? Who were your favorite players growing up?
I really like John Lester, him being a lefty and just kind of the way he carried himself on the mound, and just being a big vocal point of the Red Sox rotation early on when I was growing up. He was definitely one of the guys I looked at.
Now, take us through a sort of a day in the life of a professional reliever. I think a lot of folks have the image of guys in the bullpen kind of messing around and kind of being goofy, but there's a point where you sort of have to get locked in. There's a certain mental prep aspect to it. What does sort of the prep and then the in-game experience as a reliever look like day-to-day for you?
I think first and foremost is just getting your body ready before the game, stretching and playing catch like you're going in every day. So, I mean, working on your craft and perfecting it each day and just being meticulous, you know, getting some short work in and just staying on top of your game because you don't know when you're going in, but you got to be ready for it. So I think it's just kind of getting loose and just focusing early before the game, and then during the game, just whenever the situation gets a little hairy, you know, you got to get ready, start stretching around, and just kind of have a plan or a program that you like to get loose and kind of know what's coming up in the lineup for the hitters, and just going in there and focusing on your best stuff and just going out there attacking.
Still a ways here to go in 2022. Any personal goals or objectives you have moving forward?
I just want to keep it consistent throughout the year. Just do my best every game and go out there and compete and put the team and give the team a chance to win every game that I go out and help any way I can with the guys.
Excellent. Thank you for your time, Nick.
Thank you so much.
Starting lineups are next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups ahead of this Friday evening matchup between the Marauders and the Daytona Tortugas. We began with the visiting Marauders, a record of 7-5. Bradenton has dropped their last 3 games in a row and try to get back into the win column tonight. Here's how the second-place Marauders of the West Division lineup. Shortstop Sungche Chang leads off, with first baseman Jacob Gonzalez batting second. His 2-run homer last night in the ninth produced the only Marauders runs of the game. Second baseman Brendan Dixon will bat third in the order tonight. He is followed by center fielder Jace Bowen hitting cleanup. Catcher Wyatt Hendry bats fifth. Good to see Wyatt back in the mix after a home plate collision had him come up in a little bit of pain the other night. He is back in the mix batting fifth. Third baseman Juan Jerez will bat sixth. The DH tonight is Rodolfo Nolasco. He bats seventh. Left fielder Luke Brown hits eighth. And right fielder Randy Romero bats ninth for the Marauders, who send right-hander Justin Mice out to the hill. Bethel Park, Pennsylvania native, just outside of the city of Pittsburgh. Mice comes in with a 1-1 record, ERA over 7, but that's of course inflated by his opening night start, in which he allowed a career-high 6 runs on 7 hits. He was much better his last time out. Last week against Lakeland at home, 4 scoreless innings for Mice. Walked 3, struck out 3, but limited the Flying Tigers to only 2 hits while throwing 60 pitches over those 4 innings of work. He brings a fastball, slider, and changeup to the mix. For the homestanding Tortugas, who are sitting right at the 500 mark, 6-6 their record, they have won 4 games in a row. Here's how they'll look under manager Googie Dawkins. Shortstop Gus Steiger bumps up to the leadoff spot tonight. He is followed by center fielder Austin Hendrick. Third baseman Michel Triana bats third. First baseman Ruben Ibarra will bat cleanup. Left fielder Yerlin Confidan bats fifth. Second baseman Sebastian Almonte will bat sixth. Catcher Hayden Jones hitting seventh. Right fielder Danny Lantigua hits eighth. And the DH is Debbie Santana. He rounds out the nine for the Tortugas, who send California native right-hander Julian Aguiar out to the mound. He is a product of Cypress College in California, where the Reds made him their 12th round draft pick last year. This is his second season as a professional, and he has yet to walk a batter in his professional career. He has faced 68 batters in his pro career without issuing a single walk. He has shown phenomenal command to begin his professional career. Playing conditions are going to be perfect tonight. A little bit windy again in from right field, but that is pretty much the standard here in Daytona Beach, especially for this time of year, with the wind blowing in off the Halifax River. Skies are beautifully clear. The sunset nearing off to our west. That's off to our left in that direction. And just a beautiful night for baseball here in Daytona Beach for Game 4 of this six-game series. The stage is set. We have given you the lineups, and that's a wrap here on the Marauders pregame show. When we come back, first pitch is coming your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Lecon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Year-old California native right-hander Julian Aguiar takes his warm-up tosses for the Daytona Tortugas here on the turf at Jackie Robinson Ballpark as we welcome you back to this beautiful Friday evening in Daytona Beach, Florida. Spencer Smith with you tonight as we look at the repertoire for Julian Aguiar. He brings a sinker, curveball, and a changeup to the mix, averaging around 93-94 miles per hour with that sinking fastball. Curveball used more frequently than the changeup at this stage of his career. And the first three men he'll face in the Marauders' order tonight will be Sungche Cheng, Jacob Gonzalez, and Brendan Dixon. Clear blue skies overhead, sunset quickly approaching out to the west, and with that in mind, the stadium lights are already on in time for first pitch. The Tortugas are on the field in their dark green alternate jerseys, paired with the solid dark green hats and the home white pants. The Marauders are in the road grays for the fourth consecutive night. Bradenton across the front in black lettering, outlined in gold. There's the throw down to second by the catcher Hayden Jones, and Sungche Cheng steps toward the plate into the left-handed batter's box. Marauders trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Tortugas, meanwhile, seeking to extend their winning streak to five straight games. Temperatures in the low to mid-70s once again. Perfect conditions for baseball as Aguiar gets the signal from Hayden Jones. Here we go. The windup by the right-hander. The game's first pitch is taken for strike one on the outer half. Then we're underway at 7.08 p.m. 74 degrees and sunny tonight here in Daytona Beach. Wind blowing in from right field at 10 miles per hour. Here's the windup in the 0-1. Here's a swing and a high drive down the left field line. Long run for Yerlin Confidan. Does he have room? He does, but it's out of his reach. The ball clanking off the side fence in foul territory and bouncing back into fair territory. Confidan has to go and retrieve it and clear it from the field. Well, the Marauders' bats have largely been held quiet this series. They've scored a combined 5 runs only between the first 3 games of the set. Shut out Tuesday night, lost 8-3 Wednesday, last night a 4-2 defeat. 0-2 pitch to Cheng, swing and a missed strike, 3 down he goes. So a solid start for Aguiar. Let's meet the Tortugas defense tonight. In the outfield from left to right is Yerlin Confidan, Austin Hendrick, and Danny Lantigua. Around the horn on the infield, Michelle Triana starts at third base, Gus Steiger the shortstop, Sebastian Almonte the second baseman, Ruben Ibarra the first baseman, and Hayden Jones the catcher. That brings up Jacob Gonzalez, tied for the team lead in both home runs and runs batted in. 3 and 10, respectively. First pitch, he takes high for ball one. 95 on that heater from Julian Aguiar. 12th round pick last year by the Reds out of Cypress College in California. Here's his motion and the 1-0 toss. Gonzalez swings and hits a crisp ground ball right to the third baseman, Triana, who moves to his left. A bounce throw over to first base, but no problem by the first baseman, Ibarra, who makes the pick on that long bounce. 2-away for the Marauders. Airplane flying overhead here as we are just underway here in Daytona Beach. No score. Top of the first inning. Nobody on it. 2-away. Brendan Dixon, the hitter. Pitch number one taken low and outside. That's the breaking ball from Aguiar. 6 feet tall, 188 pounds. Aguiar, converted infielder. Shakes off a signal from Jones. Now he nods. Wind up and the 1-0 to Dixon. And breaking ball is over for a strike. Austin Snow calling the balls and strikes this evening. Chase Eubanks on the bases. Dixon waits with his hands held still. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He looks at a breaker low and outside. Out beyond right center field. A little beach volleyball court out in the adjacent park next here to the next door to the ballpark. 2-1. Dixon swings and fouls it back. Now, each night during this series, we've seen that beach volleyball court pretty active. Local residents just doing their thing out there. Picturesque spot right between Jackie Robinson Ballpark and the Halifax River. Surrounded by palm trees in every direction. 2-2 pitch. Dixon swings and spoils it foul. We'll see another one. Once again, that wind in from right field is really going to knock down balls hit to right field. And wind almost blowing across to left field, so righty pull power hitters will have a little more of an edge tonight, as has been the case for most of this week. 2-2 pitch again. Dixon lays off high for ball three. Marauders have been longing for this kind of plate appearance in this series. Not very many elongated plate appearances by Marauders hitters. Here's Dixon with the, Dixon gets the 3-2 rather, and the breaking ball is called. Strike three on the outside corner. He thought it was ball four and was halfway to first base. Marauders go down in order here in the first inning. We head to the bottom half. Justin Mice to the mound in a scoreless ball game. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned.
Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd.
With plate umpire Austin Snow, and already it looks like the Tortugas dugout is chipping away at Austin Snow. So the count 0-1, here's Mice with a pitch, here's a swing and a line drive out to left field, a fair ball and it bounces to the wall. Steiger around first, he wants two. Left fielder Brown up with the ball, he tosses it in toward third base, and Gus Steiger rockets a double to left field. With the leadoff double, let's meet the Marauders' defense tonight. In the outfield left to right, it's Luke Brown, Jace Bowen, and Randy Romero. Around the horn on the infield, Juan Jerez gets the start at third base. Sungche Chang at shortstop. Brendan Dixon, the second baseman. Jacob Gonzalez playing first base. And the catcher is Wyatt Hendry. So Gus Steiger continues to be a Marauder killer in this matchup of these two teams. Here's Austin Hendrick. First pitch swinging. He pops it up a mile high and out of play on the third base side. Justin Mice, fastball, slider, changeup. Fastball has a high spin rate. Right-hander comes set at the belt. And the 0-1 pitch. Hendrick swings and dribbles it foul. Marauders went down in order in their half of the first inning. With a couple of strikeouts as well as a ground out. Mice working from the first base end of the rubber. He gets the sign from Hendry and deals the 0-2. There's a swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Strike three as Hendry hangs on. Strikeout number one in the evening for Mice and out number one. Here's Michelle Triana. 6'3", 233 pounds. A lot of power potential in this lefty hitter. Pitched by Mice. Triana swings and misses. A little behind the fastball at 95. Justin Mice in the Marauders' gray jersey. Where's the black number 23 on his back? Outlined in gold. Look back at second. Here's the 0-1. Triana swings through the fastball again for strike two. Leadoff double by Gus Steiger here in the first inning for Daytona. He's on second with one out. Mice trying to work around that man in scoring position. Sung Che Cheng, the shortstop, creeping close behind the bag. Mice with the pitch, the 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. That's the breaking ball. Back-to-back punch-outs by Justin Mice. Not out of the woods yet, though. Justin Mice has to face Ruben Ibarra next. Fourth round pick last year by the Reds out of San Jose State. Righty-righty showdown. Here's Mice with the first pitch. A swing and a crack back grounder to the left side. Sliding stop by Jerez at 30. Bounces the throw to first. Gonzalez a terrific stretch to the backhand side. And they get the out. The inning is over. Great play by both Jerez and Gonzalez on that play as the Tortugas leave the man stranded on second base. We're scoreless through one here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars themed fireworks show after the game presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marauders and the Tortugas are scoreless heading to the second inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Spencer Smith back with you. We thank you for making us a part of your Friday evening, wherever you may be listening from tonight. Justin Mice, 8 pitches, 8 strikes, as he got through a relatively easy scoreless first inning. Had to work around a leadoff double, but no harm done. So the Marauders look to get the bats to work here in the second inning. Coming up for the visitors here on the artificial turf field at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Jace Bowen, Wyatt Hendry, and Juan Jerez. Jace Bowen, 4 of his 8 hits this season are for extra bases. 3 of those 4 hits are home runs. Here's the right-hander Aguiar, wind up in the pitch. First pitch is swung on and lifted down the right field line, and that's pushed foul out of play. 3 home runs, 10 RBI for Jace Bowen. That matches his teammate Jacob Gonzalez for first on the club in both categories. Aguiar, the windup in the 0-1. Bowen swings and misses. Slider left up in the zone, strike two. Well, that harkens back to a little drill the Marauders did during batting practice today. Bowen awaits the 0-2. Aguiar shakes off a sign. Now into his windup. And the 0-2 pitch to Bowen. That swung on, lifted to left field. It drops in for a base hit. Leadoff single for Bowen here in the second. The Marauders are in business. And that will bring up Wyatt Hendry. Well, during batting practice today, Jonathan Johnston and the Marauders coaching staff took a long piece of white string, and they tied it to both ends of the batting cage, probably about waist height or so on the average player. And as players stepped in to take batting practice, of course, doing a little limbo underneath the string so as not to disturb it. The objective was to hunt pitches above that string. First pitch to Wyatt Hendry, swung on, chopped to third. Triana takes it. His only play is to first. He bounces it, and Ibarra can't make the pick. It bounces away. Bowen wants three. He slides in, and he is out on the play. Second straight night in which Jace Bowen takes a risk off second base, and he pays the price for this one. So the Tortugas do get an out on the play after all, and unfortunately for the Marauders, it's the leading runner. So it's a runner on first base in Wyatt Hendry, and one out for Juan Jerez. Righty on righty. Aguiar lifts his leg and deals, and the pitch misses a bit wide. Well, going back to that batting practice drill today, the objective was for players to hunt those pitches above the string, just sort of as a guide for players to hunt pitches up in the zone, as those are oftentimes the pitches that hitters can most easily do damage on. Here's the 1-0. Jerez takes in the dirt, a good block by Jones. Hendry stays put on first base. And Jonathan Johnston made it clear to hitters, if the pitch during that batting practice session, if the pitch is below the string, doesn't mean you can't swing. Can swing if you're confident about it, but especially be sure to go after those pitches above the string. And the Marauders, as a result, had a really solid batting practice round today. Pitch misses low from Aguiar. Count is 3-0 on Juan Jerez. Team really focused and locked in. A lot of hard, crisp contact off Marauders' bats. Looking to wake those bats up here in live game action in this fourth game of the series. Pitch to Jerez, low and outside for ball four. And Julian Aguiar is going to have to deal with a pair of base runners now. By the way, for those keeping score at home, that Wyatt Hendry play on which he reached first base safely, scoring play, 5-3-6. Shortstop Gus Steiger was covering third base, as Jace Bowen was hosed out at third base on that play as he left first, as the throwing error was later committed. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco. First pitch is swung on and lifted high in the air deep to center field. Hendrick racing back toward the left center gap. This ball is caught on the run, and the Marauders runners both have to go back. Well, a little surprised not to see Marauders runners there tag up, at least the lead runner, Wyatt Hendry. Good chance they were just following base coach's orders there. On a ball hit deep toward the warning track like that, Marauders very well could have had a man on third base and possibly also a man on second at this point. Instead, it's first and second, two away. Luke Brown will look to stroke something into the outfield. Scoreless game, top two. Luke Brown, slight bend in the knees with that left-handed stance. Time called, and Julian Aguiar called for a pitch clock violation. Ball one, the count. Aguiar doesn't protest. He leans in for the signal. Black glove resting on his left thigh. And now hands together at the belt. Surveys the base runners. The pitch, 1-0, swung on and fouled right back in this direction. Almost knocked the crowd mic off the window ledge. Nice piece of hitting by Luke Brown, punching that ball to the opposite field. And the Marauders have a lead tonight. The Marauders have held the lead exactly once in this series as we play here in the fourth game of the set. That was after the Randy Romero homer in Game 2 on Wednesday night. That did not last long at all. Here is Randy Romero. He shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a pitch low. Romero hitting .231 over his first five games. Anchoring the number nine spot in the batting order tonight. Feet spread wide in the right-handed batter's box. Aguiar deals the 1-0. Fastball in there for a strike. Oh, we should note that walk to Juan Jerez. First walk issued as a professional by Julian Aguiar. 73 batters faced in his pro career before issuing a single walk. Here's the 1-1. That slider misses outside. That was similar to the streak that Marauders right-hander Poyu Chen had to begin his professional career. Over 100 batters faced by Chen before he allowed his first walk as a professional. Pitch to Romero, swinging a line drive, sprayed to right field for a base hit. Brown stops at second base after a brief turn as the throw from right field, a strong one toward third base, knocked down by Michelle Triana. Well, back-to-back singles action by Luke Brown and Randy Romero, and the Marauders have two men aboard again. Marauders flip the lineup card over now. Here comes Sung Che Chang. Leadoff man went down on strikes his first time. Bradenton 2, Daytona nothing. Top of the second inning. A lot of speed on the base paths. A look back at second by Aguiar. And the toss to Chang. He shows bunt. Gets a good one down the third base side. Triana charges. Gloves it. No play anywhere. He looks Brown back to third and a little throw. As it's not in time, Brown is back in standing up. A bunt single up the third base line by Sung Che Chang. And the Marauders load the bases with two outs. And if you're the Tortugas here, this is the last guy you want to see at the plate, Jacob Gonzalez. And somewhat predictably, time called. Pitching coach Todd Naskadov will slowly walk out to the mound for a visit. A real tipping point early in the game here tonight for the Marauders. This is a team that has really struggled to score runs in this series and struggled to come away with timely hits with men in scoring position. And so with Bradenton already staked out to a 2-0 lead, they have a chance to bust this one open early. For those just joining us, neither team scored in the first inning tonight. Here in the second, leadoff single by Jace Bowen. Following play, throwing error as Wyatt Hendry reached first base safely. Jace Bowen on that play tried to take third base. He was thrown out. But then Juan Jerez followed with a walk. A deep fly out by Rodolfo Nolasco. And now the base is full for Jacob Gonzalez, looking to put the hurt on a pitch. Block violations by the Tortugas right-hander. Umpires all series long. Very well on top of the pace of play initiatives. All three runners take their leads with two outs. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez takes outside. This one goes to the backstop. Here comes Brown from third. He slides in safely. 3-0 Marauders as Luke Brown scores on the wild pitch. Up to third base goes Randy Romero, and on to second is Sung Che Chang. Marauders coming out looking sharp this evening. And trying not to let their foot off the gas pedal just yet. Second and third, two outs. Jacob Gonzalez awaits a 3-2 pitch. Aguiar sets. Here's the payoff. Gonzalez takes low and outside for ball four. That reloads the bases. And here's the only man not yet to bat in this inning, Brendan Dixon. Brendan steps close to home plate, that right foot against the back chalk line of the batter's box as he does so. Aguiar deals. Dixon takes a backdoor breaking ball for a strike. First time the Marauders have batted through their order in an inning in this series. Romero on third base, Chang on second, Gonzalez on first. Bradenton leading 3-0. We're in the top of the second. The set. Aguiar's 0-1 offering. That's low and outside. Randy Romero getting a big secondary lead as catcher Jones had to backhand that ball. Three runs, four hits for the Marauders. No runs, one hit for Daytona. Aguiar with the 1-1. Dixon swings and lines it. Two-third, a diving catch by Triana to his left. What a play. That ends the inning, but not before the Marauders rally for three here in the second, including the Luke Brown two-run single. We head to the bottom of the second. 3-0 Marauders lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Justin Mice looks to protect a three-run Marauders lead. His first pitch of the second inning is a fastball upstairs for ball one on Yerlin Confidan. Marauders racing out in front for three runs in the top of the second. Here's the 1-0. Confidan swings big and misses. Justin Mice needing just eight pitches, each of them strikes, to get through a scoreless first inning, including working around a leadoff double. Here's his 1-1 to Confidan. That's taken inside corner for strike two. Nasty biting slider. Yerlin Confidan, five-hole hitter tonight for Daytona. He gets the 1-2. Taken way upstairs as Hendry leaps out of his crouch and snags it. Mice quickly stomping around behind the mound. A lot of energy on the mound. He is pumped up. He goes into his windup. The 2-2, Confidan takes low and inside. Slider slipped away from the righty. 4 scoreless innings last time out by Mice. Here he deals the 3-2 pitch. It is swung on and driven high and deep to right field. Romero sprinting back. He stops shy of the track and he makes the catch for the first out. Confidan put a charge into it. But as has been the case all week long, the ball is just not carrying out to right field. Here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with that wind blowing in. That brings up Sebastian Almonte. Pitch by Mice. Almonte leans away from a breaking ball that still almost catches the zone. Just a bit high, ball one. Marauders 3, Tortugas nothing here in the second. The 1-0. Almonte lays off a fastball upstairs. This is professional appearance number 13 for Justin Mice. Here's the 2-0. That clips the outside corner, a strike. 10 appearances, all in relief last season for Mice after being drafted in the 10th round out of Eastern Michigan. Pitch, swing, and a miss, strike two. That slider working very well from the right-hander this evening. Mice shakes off a signal. Now his windup, the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Another filthy slide piece. And Sebastian Almonte down on strikes. That's five in a row retired by Mice. And two gone here in the second inning. Aiden Jones next to the plate. Left-handed hitting catcher hails from Huntertown, Indiana, and gets pitch number one. He swings and misses, chasing the fastball high. Bases empty, two gone. Marauders leading by three. Mice with the motion. 0-1. Backdoor off-speed pitch. Nicely spotted outside corner at the knees for strike two. Mize waits for Jones to get situated in the box again. Now the windup. The 0-2 pitch. Jones swings and misses strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to finish off the second. And Justin Mize has retired six in a row. We head to the third inning here in Daytona Beach. Marauders 3, Tortugas nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Julian Aguiar, mentioned a 12th round pick last year by the Reds out of Cypress College, Community College in Southern California. Previously played at El Camino College, also in California. 1-0 pitch, swung on and foul back. El Camino College, located in Torrance, California, where Dante Mendoza grew up. Dante, our pregame guest just yesterday. Small leadoff first base by Jace Bowen. 1-1 pitch to Hendry. He swings and misses. Breaking ball that time from Aguiar. For the Marauders in that three-run second inning, two-run single by Luke Brown lined into left field. He later scored from third on a wild pitch. The 1-2. Hendry takes in the dirt. Good work by Jones. He keeps it close and no advance from Bowen. Get some instruction from hitting coach Mendy Lopez, back coaching first base again tonight. As has been the case all season to this point, Gustavo Omana once again coaching at third for Bradenton. Even stance from the right side by Hendry. Aguiar comes set, and his 2-2 pitch. Hendry looks at it, a breaking ball, strike three, and Hendry knew it right away. Third strikeout of the game for Julian Aguiar. One gone for Bradenton. Juan Jerez is the next man up. Open stance by the right-handed hitter. Pitch. Swing and a high fly ball out to deep center. Hendrick racing back. Moving to his right onto the warning track. Reaches up and makes the catch. Banging into the wall. Jace Bowen went halfway up to second. He now retreats to first base. Ball squirts away from the Tortugas infield, but it is backed up by Aguiar, the pitcher. Second time we've seen that tonight from a Marauders hitter. Saw Rodolfo Nolasco send one back in the second. Also a deep flyout. Unless those fly balls are hit to left field. These balls just are not carrying this week here in Daytona Beach, given the wind blowing in from right very steadily. Here is Rodolfo Nolasco. First pitch. And he takes a backdoor breaking ball for a strike. A breaking ball for Aguiar, listed as a curveball per StatCast. Sometimes looks a little more like a slider. Here's the set. And the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swinging a ground ball to third. Right there for it is Triana. He goes the short way to second, and the force play on Bowen ends the inning. Marauders get nothing here in the third, and they leave a man stranded. But they lead the Tortugas 3-0 as we move to the bottom of the third inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders right-hander Justin Mice is through two scoreless innings tonight. Each Marauders 3, Tortugas nothing. Here in the fourth game of the six-game set. Spencer Smith back here with you. We welcome you and thank you for tuning in on this Friday night. Justin Mice here in the third gets set to face 8-9-1 in the Tortugas order. Danny Lantigua, Daytona right fielder, leads off. Left-handed hitter. Takes the first pitch outside from Mice, ball one. Mice with four strikeouts through his first two innings. Working quickly, he winds up and deals the 1-0. That swung on and fouled hard off to the left. Crowd on the third base side, protected by the extended netting. An open, uncovered set of bleacher seats on the third base side here at the Jack. Here comes Mice with the 1-1. There's a swing and a ground ball to first. Gonzalez moves to his right, juggles it a bit, rounds it off, and steps on the base himself for the out. Nice job by Jacob Gonzalez on that hard bouncer as he had to move to his right. Didn't backhand the ball. He played it right in front of his body. And a good job to maintain relative control of it after juggling a bit. And he records the out, three unassisted. Seven in a row set down by Mice as Debbie Santana steps in. The pitch, swinging a fly ball down the right field line, smoked foul. Here's Mice with the 0-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike two. That slider has been brilliant tonight for Mice. Ready to go, the 0-2. Here it is, it's taken for strike three at the knees, another Mice slider. And he makes it five strikeouts for the night. Quickly two away for the Tortugas here in the third. 28 pitches, 22 strikes for Justin Mice. He deals to Gus Steiger, leadoff man, takes low. Steiger led off the home half of the first with a double. No Tortugas hitter has reached base since. But what's the slider in the dirt? Boy, Mice really has the feel for that slider tonight. He looks in for the sign. Wind up and the 1-1. Steiger takes just outside. Here's the 2-1. Steiger swings and bounces it to third. Jerez backhands it. Tries to backhand it behind the bag. But it kicks off his glove and rolls into foul territory. That's a fair ball. Gus Steiger reaches first base without a throw. And we await the official scoring decision on that play. Here's Austin Hendrick. Marauders 3, Tortugas nothing as we play in the home half of the third inning. And they're going to give Gus Steiger a single. Left-handed batter, Hendrick gets the first pitch, swings and misses. Runner going, throw to second by Hendry. Tag is in time from Chang. inning over as Gus Steiger is caught stealing on a wonderful throw down by Wyatt Hendry. It's another zero on the board by Justin Meiss tonight. Move to the fourth here in Daytona Beach. It's the Marauders 3, the Tortugas nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradenHenMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more info.com, let's go Marauders!
Hey Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders trying to improve upon a 3-0 lead as Luke Brown leads off here in the fourth. He takes the first pitch, a skipper in the dirt for a ball. Right-hander Julian Aguilar back to work on the mound for Daytona. All three Marauders runs coming in the second inning, spearheaded by this man right here in the box, Luke Brown. He gets the 1-0 toss. Brown takes high for ball two. Brown took advantage of a second and third situation and laced a ball into left field for a two-run single. Later came around to score from third on a wild pitch. That's how the Marauders have gotten their three runs in this 3-0 lead. 2-0 toss. That's low and inside. Justin Meiss, meanwhile, on the mound for Bradenton. Magnificent. 3 scoreless innings, 5 strikeouts, 1 shy of his career high, and only 2 base runners allowed. 3-0 pitch. That fastball right down the pipe for a strike. Slider has been outstanding tonight from Meiss. He's thrown 25 of his 33 pitches for strikes. Three-one. Brown takes it low for ball four. So the ever-disciplined Luke Brown draws the leadoff walk, and the Marauders have good speed on the base paths to begin the fourth inning. Aguilar checks first base and deals to Randy Romero, who looks at a strike in the outside corner. Luke Brown takes a sizable lead off first. Ibarra holds him on. Pitch to Romero. Swing and a soft flare to second. Over the head of the leaping second baseman Almonte into right field for a base hit. Randy Romero has a two-hit game as the throw from right field goes into third base. Luke Brown stopping at second. And the Marauders getting the bats going again here in the fourth inning. Leadoff hitter Sung Che Chang will bat for the third time in 4 innings. 3 runs, 6 hits for Bradenton. No runs, 2 hits for Daytona. Corners playing in now for the Tortugas. Here's the offering. Chang takes low and inside. Gustavo Omana giving signals to his base runners from his post at the third base coaching spot. Brown on second, Romero on first. Both men fly. Aguilar with the 1-0. There's a swing and a bouncer pulled foul first base line. Mandy Lopez gave it a stab but whiffed on it. couple of Marauders relievers jumping off the bench to try and field it, including Carlos Jimenez, who, by the way, looks to be moving around very well. That's an encouraging sign after Carlos was struck in the leg by a line drive earlier this week. Good to see Carlos on his feet, moving around what appears to be comfortably. First and second with nobody out. Bradenton already leading 3-0, trying to capitalize on this threat. Aguiar deals. Cheng swings, lifts it to left center field. Hold up and into third base, just beating the throw from left field, is Luke Brown. Runners had to hold up because Yerlin Confidant, the left fielder, was gaining on that ball quickly. Thought better of it, decided to play it on a hop. So the Marauders have to go station to station. It's the bases full and nobody out for Jacob Gonzalez. So two-hit night for Sungche Cheng, two-hit night for Randy Romero, two-hit night for Jace Bowen also in the cleanup spot. Jacob Gonzalez trying to clear the bases here in the fourth. Marauders leading 3-0, threatening to add more. Aguiar comes set. And the pitch to Gonzo. He takes a look at a strike on the inner half. One man, the Tortugas bullpen, stretching a bit. Nobody throwing yet, though. Aguiar ready with his hands together. The 0-1. Gonzalez swings and misses. Oh, he chased the slider low. Coming into this game, Gonzalez, a 10-game hit streak. 472 batting average entering play. And a 535 on-base percentage. Aguiar sets. The 0-2 to Gonzalez. There's a swing and a high fly ball out to deep left center. Confidant moving to his left. Makes the catch shy of the track. All three men are tagging up, and all three men will advance safely. It's a sack fly to deep left by Gonzalez, and the Marauders make it a 4-0 lead. Now, this is pure half-serious speculation, but given what's happened the last two games, I would not be surprised if the Tortugas have Aguiar step off the rubber and appeal one of those tagging base runners. Marauders have had two men called out in this series, each of the last two nights, for failing to touch a base properly. And it doesn't look like they'll appeal. Here's Brendan Dixon taking a pitch in the dirt. Tremendous block by Hayden Jones. Gonzalez, team-leading RBI, number 11 on the season. Also with his second-inning walk, he has now reached base safely in 11 consecutive games to start the year. One out, runners on second and third, infield up. The 1-0 pitch is check swung at by Dixon, and the plate umpire Austin Snow makes the call himself, says he went. It's Randy Romero on third base, Sungche Cheng on second. Here's the set. The 1-1. There's a swing and a line drive smoked foul, first baseline. Brendan Dixon again wearing the high black socks with the Pirates gold P logo on both of them. Other gold designs along with that Pirates P logo on those socks. Runners take their leads off second and third. Aguiar, the 1-2 pitch, that is swung on and missed. Strike three as Dixon chases a filthy one in the dirt. Second time Brendan has gone down on strikes in this game. Julian Aguiar racks up his fourth strikeout. And here's Jace Bowen, who has singled each of his first two trips tonight. Aguiar close to getting his team out of here with minimal damage in the inning. Righty on righty, first pitch coming to Bowen. That's taken low for ball one. For the Marauders, four runs on seven hits. Tortugas, no runs on two hits. We're in the top of the fourth inning. The set. Aguiar comes home with a 1-0. Bowen swings and slaps it foul on the ground down the third base line. Chase Bowen trying to get a little hit streak going here. He's now hit safe. As mentioned, two hits already tonight. Hit to the outfield here. Could score both men from second and third. Here's the 1-1. Bowen swings and lifts it to center field. Backing up a few steps, Hendrick. And a few steps to his right. Has it under control, and he makes the one-handed catch to end the inning. Marauders had a run, though, on the sack fly to deep left by Jacob Gonzalez. It's 4-0 Bradenton, moving to the bottom of the fourth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Justin Mice trying to keep the mojo going on the mound as he enters his fourth inning of work tonight. He deals to Austin Hendrick, left-handed batter, takes a first pitch on the outside corner, a called strike. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Marauders leading 4-0. The 0-1 pitch, Hendrick swings and foul, tips it off the catcher Wyatt Hendry. Justin Mice had a streak of 8 batters in a row retired from the first inning into the third. Gus Steiger spoiled it with an infield single, but he was caught stealing by Wyatt Hendry, ending the third inning. 0-2 pitch. Check swing in the dirt. Yes, he went around. Strike 3. Tag applied by Hendry, and Justin Mice earns his 6th strikeout of the game. That matches his career high. Michelle Triana, big left-handed power, digs into the box. First pitch is taken low for a ball, and right as that pitch came, a pigeon decided to fly right past the window of the broadcast booth. Almost freaked out at first, thought somebody had thrown an object onto the field. Here comes the windup in the 1-0. That pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Out in front of the off-speed. One out, bases empty. Justin Mice working on a gem. Here's the 1-1. That pitch taken low. Michelle Triana, 22-year-old from Cifuentes in Cuba. Stands tall in the box. He gets the 2-1 pitch. That one is low and inside as he dances out of the way. 3-1 the count. Justin Mice falling behind here. An unfamiliar sight here in this start. He deals. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Triana just trying to golf ball four. That was low and inside. Tortugas, meanwhile, have a righty loosening in their bullpen. Mice nods. The windup. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Triana for strike three. That is a new career high for the righty. And they're two away here in the fourth inning. Here's Ruben Ibarra. Marauders 4, Tortugas nothing. Bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch by the righty. Ibarra swings ahead of the slider and misses. Tortugas hitters way out in front with great frequency tonight. Here's the windup and the 0-1. Ibarra takes low. Marauders infield shading the big righty power hitter a little bit to the pole side. Outfield playing just about straight away. 1-1. That's a slider that spins over the outside corner for strike two. Weiss quickly situated back on the rubber, waiting for Ibarra to get set in the box. Now here's Mice with the windup and the 1-2 pitch. It is swung on and bounced to third. Jerez has to wait back on it. He fields the chest-high bounce. The bounce throw to first, dropped by Gonzalez. He recovers in time, and the out recorded. 1-2-3 go the Tortugas here in the fourth. Justin Mice is through four scoreless innings on the hill. We head to the fifth. It's the Marauders 4 and the Tortugas nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Nice big Friday night crowd here in Daytona Beach at the Jack, historic Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The site of the Marauders' current 4-0 lead over the Daytona Tortugas, game number 4 of the 6-game series. Oh, new pitcher into the ballgame for the Tortugas now. A tall right-hander by the name of Aray Fransen. Comes from the Netherlands, big 20-year-old righty. Takes over in relief of a fellow right-hander Julian Aguiar. Ooh. Made a few mistake pitches out over the center of the plate against Marauders hitters, who have built a 4-0 lead. So here in the fifth, Wyatt Hendry leads off for Bradenton. Aray Fransen winds up and deals, and he gets the outside corner with his first pitch slider for a strike. Fransen wears the white number 21 on the back of his dark green Tortugas jersey. 0-1 pitch, Hendry takes a slider again, this time low and away. Fransen working on the extreme first base end of the pitching rubber. Winds and deals the 1-1. Hendry takes outside for ball two. Final line tonight for Tortuga's starter, Julian Aguiar. 4 innings, 7 hits allowed. 4 runs, 3 of them earned. Walked 3, struck out 4. The 2-1. Fastball for strike 2 over the outer half. Aray Fransen from Deventer in the Netherlands. He'll be turning 21 next month. 2-2 pitch. Slider low and outside. Knocked down by Jones. White. Fransen nods the signal. Winds up and tosses. Hendry plunked in the back by that pitch. Hendry doesn't appear to be in much discomfort. He quickly unstraps the shin guard from his left leg and jogs slowly down to first base. Well, Daytona Beach hasn't been super kind to Hendry. He got involved in a home plate collision 2 nights ago. Had to leave the game. It was more of a precautionary measure than anything. Back in the lineup in this one. Juan Jerez, the next batter for the Marauders. Hit one very hard to deep left center his last time up, but it was a fly out to the warning track. The pitch, Jerez takes. Outside corner, a called strike. Marauders pushing across 3 runs in the second inning. 1 more in the fourth inning. Here in the fifth, Bradenton on top, 4-0. The 0-1. Jerez swings and sends it foul into the screen. Perez trying to build on a successful season last year in the Florida Complex League. Hit .296, a .500 slugging percentage. Six home runs in his 43 games in the Complex League last year. The 0-2 pitch. He takes outside, ball one. Strikeouts have come in bunches from Perez this year. Showing good approach tonight, though. Earned a four-pitch walk in the second and had that hard hit and deep flyout last time up in the third. Small lead off first base by Hendry. And the 1-2 pitch. Perez takes a nasty slider low and outside. Not an easy pitch to take. Perez signing with the Pirates out of the Dominican Republic in 2018. Fronson comes set at the chest. The pitch, Perez backs away from a pitch low and inside, almost hitting his shins. A full count from Fronson on back-to-back Marauders hitters. Middle infielders pinching toward the bag here. 3-2 coming. Perez swings and hits it foul. Rolling away softly from home plate. Looked like it took a piece out of the catcher, Jones. Seeing the last little bits of sunset off to our left here in Daytona Beach. Ballpark, 3-2 again. Perez takes on the outside corner for strike three. He thought it was ball four, and he was heading down to first. Austin Snow rings him up on the emphatic strike call. Rodolfo Nolasco get his third shot of the night. Big right-hander comes set. And the first offering to Nolasco. Swing and a foul back off of the stands behind home plate. Ray Fronson. Five strikeouts over four and a third innings entering this game. His pitch taken for strike two over the heart of the plate. He's been touched up for four runs on seven hits over those four and a third innings. Spread out evenly between his first two appearances. Two runs allowed in his season debut. Two runs allowed in his outing last week. The 0-2 taken upstairs. Nolasco lays off. Nolasco looking to join the Marauders hit party. He's 0 for 2. The 1-2 pitch from Fronson. Breaking ball back door almost hit him in the hip. Count is 2 and 2. Ray Fronson on the mound. First name spelled A-R-I-J. The pitch, 2-2, swung on and bounced to third. This could be two. Triana goes to second for one. Almonte's throw to first base is in time, and it's an around-the-horn 5-4-3 double play, ending the inning. Marauders kept off the scoreboard here in the fifth, but they lead it 4-0, moving to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience quickly, call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, here in Daytona Beach on this beautiful Friday evening, Marauders right-hander Justin Mice becomes the first Marauders starter this season to make it as far as the fifth inning. He takes his warm-up tosses ahead of the fifth here in Daytona Beach. Marauders leading the Tortugas 4-0. And for those just recently joining us, Marauders put three runs on the board in the second inning. A two-run single to left field by Luke Brown. He later scored from third on a wild pitch. Marauders added another run in the fourth. Bradenton loaded the bases in the fourth. And a Jacob Gonzalez delivered a fly ball to deep left field. Resulted in a sac fly. Yerlin Confidant steps in for Daytona. And he takes ball one wide from Justin Mice. He has retired 11 of 13 men faced tonight. And right before Mice could wind up and deal the next pitch, Confidant asked for time. He steps out of the box. Now here's the 1-0. That pitch is taken for a strike on the inner half. Confidant, a hard hit fly out to right field his first time up. Mice with a 1-1. There's a check swing. He couldn't hold up. That is strike two. Looked like the backdoor slider from Mice. Career high, 7 strikeouts for the righty tonight. He's ahead, 1-0. Confidant takes low. Count 2-2 on the number 5 hitter in the order. The windup, 2-2 pitch, taken low inside. Confidant dances out of the way. 51 pitches, 37 first strikes tonight from Justin Mice. The payoff. Taken. Strike three right down the middle. Confidant couldn't pull the trigger. 8 strikeouts for Justin Mice. Those 8 strikeouts tonight from Mice. Season high by any Marauders pitcher in a game so far this season. Here's Sebastian Almonte. Pitch to the right-handed batter. Swung on and missed for strike one. Almonte, one of many strikeout victims in the Daytona order tonight. He went down on strikes in the second. Pitch taken for strike two at the knees. Mice going into relentless breakneck pace here in the fifth inning. Pitch. Jones swings and misses for strike two behind the fastball. Ryander trying to make it through 5 scoreless tonight here in Daytona. The Marauders leading 4-0.
Fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Luke Brown looks at ball one to lead off the sixth inning for the Marauders. Next pitch to him misses outside from a Dutch right-hander, Ray Fronson. Marauders lead 4-0. Justin Mice, ridiculously good on the mound tonight for Bradenton. Fronson deals the next pitch. Brown goes after the 2-0, swings and pops it up on the third base side, crossing over into foul territory and getting the catch in fair territory, drifting back onto the field is the third baseman, Michelle Triana. And Luke Brown retired on 3 pitches to begin the sixth inning. Justin Mice, a career-high 10 strikeouts through 5 scoreless innings tonight. Marauders providing him with some run support. Here's Randy Romero. First pitch, taking all the way, it appeared. He looks at a strike on the Fronson fastball. Right-hander working quickly, his 0-1. Romero takes a look at strike 2 on a heater. Romero with a pair of singles in the second and in the fourth. Fronson nods to the sign from Hayden Jones. He enters his windup. 0-2 to Romero, way outside. And it bounces up to the backstop. Here's the windup in the pitch. Romero swings and chops it foul, staying alive at 2-2. Mike, two at the knees. Fronson filling the zone with more consistency now. Here in his second inning of work. Here he comes with the 0-2 to Chang. That pitch low in the dirt. Marauders getting three runs in the second inning, one in the fourth. Building a sizable lead on a night where the Tortugas have not found any traction offensively. 1-2 to Chang is swung on and hit on a roller to second. Almonte fields it, throws to first just in time to get Chang. And the inning is over. The Marauders go in order here in the sixth inning, but they carry their 4-0 lead.
This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the incoming shrapnel off of that shattered bat, unharmed. Well, that's one way to start your first inning of relief. Wilkin Ramos, tall and slender right-hander from the Dominican Republic, has been solid out of the Bradenton pen, throwing multiple innings as needed. He faces Debbie Santana next. First pitch to the righty batter is a fastball just wide. Ramos rocks and fires. Pitch way to the backstop. Steiger was showing bunt and pulled back in plenty of time. Wilkin Ramos, through his first three appearances of the season, showing some outstanding stuff, has not allowed an earned run over 7 2/3 collective innings. 2-1 pitch. Steiger lays off low for ball three. Ramos trying to fight back. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a chopper foul. Over those 7 2/3.
Our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Four to nothing your scores. The Marauders lead the Tortugas. We head to the seventh inning of play here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Fantastic pitching performances from first Justin Mice. 5 scoreless innings for the Marauders starter tonight. Wilkin Ramos, 1 scoreless inning of relief behind him in the sixth. And now Jacob Gonzalez gets set to lead off the seventh for Bradenton. Marauders 4 runs on 7 hits. Gonzalez still without a hit tonight, so that 10-game hit streak in a bit of jeopardy. Pitch to Gonzo, swing and a miss. Was looking fastball, got the slider. Gonzalez did drive a run in the fourth inning. Sack fly to deep left field with the bases loaded. Wind up and the pitch. Gonzalez takes outside. 1-1 the count. Gonzalez followed by Brendan Dixon and Jace Bowen for the Marauders here in the seventh. 1-1. Gonzalez takes low and outside for ball two. Array Fronson, Tall right-hander from the Netherlands, still working in relief for Daytona. This is his third inning of relief work behind starter Julian Aguiar. 2-1. Gonzalez takes just inside for ball three as he moves his arms up and out of the way. Count 3-1 on the Marauders' two-hole hitter tonight. Pitch by Fronson is taken for strike two on the inside corner. Gonzalez was ready to toss that bat aside, leaving the batter's box trying to sell the ball for a call. Called a strike, though, and the count is full. Fronson into his windup. 3-2 pitch. Gonzalez swings and lifts it deep to right field. Backing up Lantigua. He got turned around a bit. Now makes an awkward diving catch. Did he catch it? Yes, he did. Base umpire Chase Eubanks out there in shallow right field, throwing his fist up into the air to signal the catch was made. And that was certainly not the prettiest play from Danny Lantigua. Looked like he was battling the wind a bit. Got turned to one side, then turned the other way. And even though it looks unorthodox, still gets the job done for Daytona. One out, nobody on. Here's Brendan Dixon. First pitch up and outside. Righty on righty. Dixon gets the 1-0. Swings and misses ahead of the slider. Brendan digs back in. Feet even and close together in the box. 1-1 pitch taken just a bit low. Bradenton tonight, 3 runs in the second, 1 in the fourth. 2-1 pitch to Dixon. He takes low and outside for ball three. A lot of three-ball counts from Ari Fronson out of the Tortugas bullpen. He has, though, managed to hold the Marauders off the scoreboard. 3-1 offering. Swinging a hard ground ball to the hole at short, and it's through into left field for a base hit. Gus Steiger, the shortstop, almost able to make the backhand pick, but mere inches out of his reach. So Brendan Dixon has a base hit tonight. That's his first of the evening. And here's Jace Bowen, who is 2-for-3. Righty on righty, Bowen in that tall and open stance. As he gets the first pitch, it's a fastball strike. Four runs on 8 hits for the visiting Marauders tonight. No runs on just 2 hits for Daytona. Pitch by Fronson. Taking a knee-high strike two. Jace swinging that same bat as last night. Two-tone bat, dark red barrel, light tan handle. Tapping it gently on his right shoulder as he waits for the pitch. Here it comes from Fronson. Taken high, snap throw to first is not in time. And in fact, the first baseman Ibarra almost has to become a catcher. Knocking that one down with his chest. As the ball bounced over there, Brendan Dixon with a dive in safely. Still the tall righty Fronson working on the first base end of the rubber. And comes set at the chest. The 1-2. Outside again for ball two. Top of the seventh inning. A 4-run advantage for Bradenton here in the fourth game of the series. Fronson's 2-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive to third. Snared by Triana. Throw to first. Doubles off Brendan Dixon, who strayed too far. A line out into a double play ends the inning for Bradenton, and it's time to stretch here in Daytona. Marauders still lead it 4-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo, antes del juego, y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lincoln Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders leading 4-0. Right-hander Wilken Ramos back for his second inning of relief. He deals to Austin Hendrick, who swings and misses at the first pitch fastball, 0-1. Cincinnati Reds first-round pick from 2 years ago, Austin Hendrick, hitless in this game like so many other Tortugas tonight. 0-1 pitch is laced into left field, though, out of the reach of the shortstop Chang. That is a leadoff single. Austin Hendrick, the first man not named Gus Steiger to reach base tonight for Daytona. So Hendrick, who had struck out in his first two at-bats, finds his way aboard and gives the Tortugas an early threat in this inning. Here's Michelle Triana. Stealing center stage for the Marauders tonight, Justin Mice. 5 scoreless innings, only 2 hits allowed, struck out a career-high 10. Pitch to Triana, just inside. Mice, a fantastic start. He's in line for the win in this game. If the Marauders' bullpen can hold it, here's the 1-0 pitch. Triana swings and sends it foul, way off in the air down the left field line. Like Hendrick before him, Michelle Triana has struck out twice tonight. Wilken Ramos sets at the belt. He takes a breath. 1-1 toss. Taken way upstairs. Wyatt Hendry throws his mitt up at it and snags it. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Marauders. No runs, 3 hits, and 1 error for the Tortugas. Pickoff moved to first, and not in time. Hendrick dives in safely. Hasn't stolen a base yet this season, although he does have the speed out there. Gonzalez holds Hendrick on. The 2-1 pitch, taken high and inside for ball 3. Time called, and pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo must have noticed something in the mechanics of Wilken Ramos as he's out there for a mound visit. Not very frequently you'll see a pitching coach out in the middle of an at-bat, but Bazzardo clearly noticing something. So he's going to talk to Wilken Ramos, the man likely speaking their native Spanish. Yorman Bazzardo, former Major League right-hander hailing from Venezuela. Wilken Ramos from the Dominican Republic. Marauders tonight, a three-run second inning. 2-run single by Luke Brown, who later scored from third on a wild pitch. 4th inning, Bradenton loaded the bases and got a sac fly to deep left by Jacob Gonzalez. That is how the 4 runs in this game have scored. 3-1 to Michelle Triana. The pitch is swung on in line to second. Caught on a dive by the second baseman Dixon. Throw to first in time to double off Hendrick. A 4-3 line out into a double play turned by the Marauders. And they'll certainly take it. Michelle Triana hitting it right on the nose. But Brendan Dixon, nice little half dive to his glove side to make the catch. Here's Ruben Ibarra. Wind up and the pitch. Ibarra takes the first offering for a strike. Bases empty, 2 away. Bradenton leading 4-0 here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Ramos with the 0-1. Ibarra swings and chops it foul over toward his teammate in the on-deck circle, Irlin Confidan. T- All righty, Ramos comes home with the 0-2 pitch. Ibarra swings and chops it weakly to third. Jerez charges. He gloves it. Throw to first on the run is wild and past first base. Up to second base goes Ibarra. The catcher Hendry picks the ball up in foul ground. And Ibarra stops there at second base after a brief turn. Juan Jerez missing his mark with that throw. Second error of the season charged to Jerez. And what has been a steady and smooth defense for the Marauders this season, Bradenton coming into this game with 8 errors as a team through 12 games. That's the fewest in the Florida State League. Bradenton not able to get that final out of the inning just yet, so it's a 2-out base runner in scoring position for Daytona. Here is your Lean Confidant. Pitch by Ramos. Swinging a ground ball to the hole. Through into left field for a base hit. Ibarra being waved home. Left fielder Brown throw goes into second base. Overshoots his man, but there will be no additional advance. However, it's an RBI single the other way by Yerlin Confidan. And the Tortugas are on the board. It's 4-1. Errors will come back to haunt. And it's done that to the Marauders here in the seventh inning. Well, it's all the more satisfying. The Marauders were able to build that 4-run lead after 4 innings. Still have a little bit of breathing room here in the seventh. Still ahead by 3. Here's Sebastian Almonte. First pitch. Swinging it a foul back. Ramos looks in for the sign from Hendry and sets. Delivers the 0-1. Just outside, ball one. Did he go? Yes, he did. The tag applied by Hendry. And the strikeout ends the inning, so minimal damage here against Ramos and the Marauders, who have a 4-1 lead going to the eighth inning here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, next home project. Trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Wyatt Hendry stares down a first pitch ball from right-hander Are Fronson. Tortuga's right-hander still working in long relief tonight here in Daytona Beach. Next pitch to Hendry is a fastball strike from the 6'3" righty. Marauders 4, Tortugas 1 as we play in the top of the eighth inning. Working quickly, Fronson with the 1-1. Here's a swing and a bouncing ball pulled foul up the third baseline. And the pace of Fronson here begs the question, does it come redundant to now say working quickly and describe a pitcher now that the pitch clock is in effect here in the minors? Maybe. Here's Fronson with the 1-2 pitch. Hendry swings in, chops it foul past third. A couple of relievers in the Tortugas bullpen standing up, and one grabs it barehanded on the short hop. Wyatt Hendry, Juan Jerez, and Rodolfo Nolasco, 5, 6, and 7 for the Marauders here in the eighth inning. The 1-2. Swing and a blasted ball down the left field line. Yanked, foul. Hendry turned and burned on it. Hit it hard, but swung too early. Here's Fronson with a 1-2 again. Swing and a bouncing ball pulled to short. And Gus Steiger fields it cleanly. The throw to first on the run in time. Gus Steiger continues to flash some good leather at the shortstop position in this series. One away for the Marauders, who send Juan Jerez to the plate next. Jerez committing a throwing error last half inning that brought home the Tortuga's first run. Directly led to it, at least. Righty on righty. First pitch to Jerez. Swing and a miss at the slider. Jerez committing a throwing error past first base. Ruben Ibarra up to second base. He then scored on a Yerlin Confidan RBI single. 0-1. Jerez takes high. Four runs, eight hits for the Marauders. One run, five hits for the Tortugas. The 1-1 pitch taken low and outside. Right-hander loosening up in the Marauders' bullpen. Here's the pitch by Fronson. Fastball for strike two on Jerez. Right-hander loosening for Bradenton appears to be Christian Charle. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt, hung on to by Jones. And down goes Juan Jerez on strikes. Well, speaking of strikeouts, Justin Mice and Wilkin Ramos combining for 12 strikeouts tonight for Bradenton pitching. That's just too shy of the highest single-game total so far this season by the Marauders. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco. First pitch, taking. That's on the inside corner, a strike. Base is empty with two outs. Fronson nods to the signal. The 0-1. Nolasco takes just low and outside. Marauders leading by three, trying to beef up that lead a little bit here in the late going. 1-1, Nolasco swings and bounces it to first. Ibarra right there to grab it on the low bounce. He runs into the base himself, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Marauders here in the eighth inning. They take their 4-1 lead to the bottom of the eighth here in Daytona Beach, Florida. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Christian Charle comes on to pitch for the Marauders. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Daytona Beach. Bradenton 4, Daytona 1. And Christian Charle, the second man to come out of the Marauders' bullpen tonight. 21-year-old right-hander from La Romana in the Dominican Republic. Has been solid to start the year. Has yet to allow a run. 4 2/3 innings, he has struck out 5. Has not walked a batter yet. And here he is for his third appearance. He faces Hayden Jones to begin the bottom of the eighth. First pitch, Jones backs away from one. And comes inside and bounces to the backstop. Two solid innings for Wilkin Ramos. In relief for the Marauders, he strikes out two, gives up one unearned run. Here's the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Jones chased it way upstairs. Saw that high fastball coming, and his eyes lit up, couldn't help himself. So Wilkin Ramos finishes two innings, three hits, one unearned run. No walks and two strikeouts. 1-1 to Jones from Charlie. That rides high on a fastball for ball two. Christian Charlie, a solidly built right-hander, 6'1", 208 pounds. Hands together, up against the chest. The 2-1 delivery. There's a swing and a high fly ball deep to center field. Bowen racing back toward the left center field gap. Reaches up, makes the catch, banging it to the wall. Oh, baby, what a play by Jace Bowen. He takes extra bases away at the wall from Hayden Jones. One away here in the eighth inning. Jace Bowen, are you kidding me? Doesn't matter what position he has played this year or last year, he goes and gets it. And now timeout call. Looks like Bowen was shaken up a bit out there in center field against the wall. He is moving and walking around right now back to his position, but Marauders athletic trainer Casey Lee is jogging out of the first base dugout to take a look at Jace. And that's right in the outfield now. Well, that's too bad. Marauders evidently losing Jace Bowen, who made an incredible sliding catch up against the padded wall in left center field here in Daytona Beach. As he walks off right side by side with athletic trainer Casey Lee. And Sergio Campagna jogs out of the Marauders first base dugout now. He'll be the new center fielder. He'll get to play a little light catch after coming off the bench. He tosses the ball back and forth with left fielder Luke Brown. Christian Charlie will take a couple of extra warm-up pitches in the meantime. So our best wishes for Jace Bowen as he walks off the field after banging into the left center field wall here in Daytona Beach, making an incredible catch, robbing Hayden Jones of extra bases. A big play here in the ballgame as it's a 4-1 Marauders lead here in the fourth game of the series. Marauders not only trying to snap a losing streak, they've dropped three in a row. They are also trying to maintain their hold in the standings. They came into tonight's game, second place in the West, just two games back of the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. So Sergio Campagna, new Marauders center fielder, finished getting loose after coming off the bench on short notice. Here's Danny Lantigua, left-handed batter, bases empty, one gone. Pitch by Charlie is taken inside. Marauders 4, Tortugas 1, here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Charlie comes set. His 1-0 offering, swinging at a foul ball off to our left and out of the ballpark. Danny Lantigua, like so many of his teammates, has not reached base tonight. Here's the set by Charlie, his 1-1 offering. That catches the outside corner for a strike two. Nicely spotted off-speed pitch. And the Marauders righty ahead, one ball, two strikes. Danny Lantigua, a couple of groundouts tonight in the third and in the sixth inning. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Christian Charlie makes it a baker's dozen worth of strikeouts tonight for Marauders pitching. 13 on the night. And it's two gone for the Tortugas here in the eighth. That brings up Debbie Santana for a righty-on-righty matchup. Tortugas, by the way, have had a side-arming right-hander tossing in their bullpen. Pitch by Charlie, taken low. That sidewinder has now stopped throwing. That was Brett Lockwood throwing for the Tortugas. Charlie deals the 1-0. There's a swing and a miss by Santana for strike one. Fastball clocked at 95 from Charlie. Santana down on strikes each of his first two at-bats this evening. Charlie ready. Now he delivers it home. The 1-1, swing and a miss through the breaking ball. He went fishing low and came up empty. One ball, two strikes. Outfield straight away on Santana. Infield shading slightly to the pole side against the righty hitter. Charlie is ready again. His 1-2 pitch, Santana takes just upstairs for ball two. When the Marauders' top half of the ninth inning comes around, they will look for some insurance runs. Charlie first has to put an end to this eighth inning. He sets. The 2-2 coming. It is taken inside for ball three. Charlie working slightly off on the first base side of the rubber. Glove up against his face as he gets the signal from Wyatt Hendry. Now he sets against his chest. The 3-2 pitch, Santana swings and pops it up the elevator shaft. Hendry off with a mask, looking up into the sky. Does he have room? No, he does not. That ball lands just into the first couple of rows of seats behind home plate. And Santana, losing his helmet on that swing, stays alive. Santana digs back into the right-handed batter's box and awaits the Charlie 3-2 again. Here comes the payoff once more from Charlie. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The inning is over. The Marauders get a scoreless inning from Christian Charlie here in the eighth. We head to the ninth. Marauders look to pad their lead. They lead Daytona 4-1 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacon Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Side-arming right-hander Brett Lockwood onto the mound for the top of the ninth inning for Daytona. He faces 8-9-1 in the Bradenton lineup here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Marauders lead this game 4-1. Looking to snap a three-game losing streak. Lockwood sets and faces Luke Brown to open up the inning. First pitch to Brown, he misses low for ball one. Brett Lockwood, a 24-year-old righty from Temecula, California. Just about an hour drive or so from San Diego. The set, the 1-0 offering. That's taken outside for ball two. Kansas State product is Lockwood. He signed with the Reds as an undrafted free agent in 2020. Tall righty is ready. His 2-0 pitch, Brown swings and slaps it foul. Marauders tonight, three runs in the second, one in the fourth, and it was Luke Brown who was instrumental in that second inning. Two-run single, smacked into left field. He later scored from third on a wild pitch. The 2-1 taken on the inside corner for strike two. Brown didn't seem to like it. And the count even. Right-hander Lockwood stands 6'3", 223 pounds. Shows the high, dark green socks on the hill. He sets. And the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a drive out to right field. Falling quickly, it drops in for a base hit. Luke Brown smokes one to right field. As Danny Lantigua has to play it out of bounds. And Luke Brown has his second hit of the night. Pirates' ninth round pick last year out of the University of Louisville. Proving to be a catalyst in many instances. Who takes low? Third baseman Triana playing on the cut of what we would normally call the grass, but here on the artificial turf field, right where the dirt-colored turf meets the grass-colored turf. Lockwood sets, looks at Brown on second base, and the 1-0 pitch. Chang takes low and inside on a slider just over his shoe tops. Last season, command was off and on a problem for Lockwood. 33 walks, 55 strikeouts in 53 and a third innings. 2-0 pitch. Taken low for ball three. 3-0 on Sung Che Ching. Right-hander has the signal from Jones and sets at the belt buckle. 3-0 pitch. Chang shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a fastball strike. It's an older trick in the book. Show bunt with a 3-0 count. Try and throw the pitcher out of his rhythm, maybe. Didn't work that time for Chang. Brown steps off second base, takes his lead. 3-1 pitch to Chang. Swung on and bounced foul toward his teammates in the first base dugout. Like Charles Chang over there. Max is the interpreter for Sung Che Chang and Po Yu Chen. He popped out of the dugout, kind of bobbled that ball five or six times. Here's the set by Lockwood. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Chang. Swing and a bouncing ball again, foul. Similar spot, and hey, Charles fielded that one cleanly. He's definitely hearing it from the guys in the dugout. And now the base umpire, Chase Eubanks. We haven't seen this in a little while. Eubanks asks for Lockwood to discard the baseball he had in his hand. He went to his mouth, licking his fingers of his pitching hand. Fresh baseball in hand, he now comes set. 3-2 on its way. Chang takes strike three on the outside corner. Oh, Lockwood executed it perfectly. Chang goes down looking at strike three. And it's two gone for the Marauders with Luke Brown still at second base. Here's Jacob Gonzalez with that hitting streak officially in jeopardy. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Marauders leading 4-1. Gonzalez looking to extend that hit streak. More importantly, trying to bring home an insurance run from second. Lockwood comes set. Couple looks back at Brown. The pitch to Gonzalez taken low and inside. Ball one. Sweeping slider. Missed the mark. Jacob Gonzalez, sack fly to deep left field in the fourth inning. Produced the Marauders' fourth and, thus far, the most recent run for Bradenton. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez swings and misses. Oh, badly fooled on the slider outside. Count 1-1. Gonzalez, for the most part, doing a good job laying off those off-speed pitches out of the zone. Pretty disciplined hitter. Bradenton would love a hit from him here with a man on second in the ninth inning. Lockwood looks at second. The pitch coming. Gonzalez takes it under the hands for ball two. Marauders 4, Tortugas 1, top of the ninth inning. Tall right-hander sets. And the side-arming Lockwood comes home with a 2-1. Gonzalez swings and bounces it to third. It bounces foul. Gonzalez wearing gray cleats in the batter's box, matching his road gray jersey and pants. Digs back into the clay in that batter's box. Couple of practice half swings. And now Lockwood sets on the mound. A look at Brown on second. The 2-2 pitch. Gonzalez swings and fouls it back. Getting a piece, he stays alive. Marauders do have a right-hander throwing in their bullpen. That's Carlos Lomeli. And the 2-2 again to Gonzalez. Low and outside on the slider. Well spotted from Lockwood. Gonzalez not chasing. Count is full, 3-2. Luke Brown runs well, so provided as a hard hit ball isn't hit at right at one of the outfielders, hit should produce a run. Lockwood with a 3-2 pitch. Gonzalez swings and foul, tips it into the mitt. Jones hangs on, strike three, inning over, and Luke Brown is stranded at second base. We head to the bottom of the ninth. The Marauders three outs away from ending a three-game losing streak. We'll pick it up right here, 4-1 Marauders, when we come back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza, and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit Manatee Motion.
Right-hander Carlos Lomeli in a save situation for the Marauders here in Daytona Beach. And he gets set to face the top third of the order for the Tortugas. Gus Steiger leads off as the Marauders lead this game 4-1. Gus Steiger has a pair of hits tonight. Lomeli, the right-hander, kicks and deals. First pitch is a slider in the zone for strike one. Steiger, a double in the first inning, an infield single in the third as Lomeli sets. He lifts his leg and fires. The 0-1 pitch swung on and skied down the right field line, out of play. And the count 0-2 on the leadoff hitter in the Tortugas lineup. Carlos Lomeli, 23-year-old right-hander from La Habra, California in Orange County. 17th round pick by the Pirates last year out of St. Mary's College in California. Here's Lomeli's 0-2 pitch. It is low and outside on a slider. Couldn't get Steiger to chase. Steiger, a very disciplined hitter, good bat-to-ball skills. We've seen that throughout this series, and even during the series during the summer last year in which these two teams met. Same story from Steiger. Lomeli's 1-2, swing and a foul out of play off to the right. Carlos Lomeli, St. Mary's Friday starter, one of the aces of the staff last year. Pitched in the MLB Draft League over the summer for the West Virginia Black Bears, former Pirates affiliate. The 1-2 again from Lomeli is in the dirt and bounces to the backstop. Lomeli growing up about a 15-minute drive away from Angel Stadium. Grew up a big Angels fan. Always very close to the game of baseball. Looking for his first professional save tonight. 2-2 pitch. Steiger leans away from a high and tight breaking ball, and the count runs full. Marauders the set. The 3-2 pitch. Steiger swings and lifts his one high and deep down the right field line. It is slicing. Foul. Right fielder Randy Romero sliding as he approaches the sidewall. So we'll see another pitch. This is yet another at-bat in which Gus Steiger is battling. A pair of two-strike foul balls. Next pitch to him will be number 8 from Carlos Lomeli. He sets. He lifts his leg and fires the 3-2. Steiger swings and misses. Strike 3. Carlos Lomeli gets the strikeout to begin the ninth. One away here in Daytona Beach. This Marauders bullpen has been so exciting to watch over these first 2 weeks of the season. And Carlos Lomeli looking for the final two outs tonight to end the Marauders' three-game losing streak. Bradenton 4, Daytona 1. Austin Hendrick is next. First pitch to the left-handed batter is swung on and missed for strike 1. Lomeli going off speed. 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the Marauders. 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error for the Tortugas. Bases empty with 1 away. Lomeli with the 0-1. And that's taken just a bit low. Ball 1. Lomeli wearing the long black sleeves underneath his gray jersey. Comes set of the belt. 1-1 pitch. Hendrick takes high and outside. Ball 2. Lomeli sporting the stubbly dark brown beard on the mound. Long dark brown hair spilling out from underneath that black hat. He's ready. The 2-1 pitch. Taken at the knees for strike 2. Austin Hendrick into a little bit of a backwards bend of the knees. Not loving the call. Lefty batter twirls that light tan bat around, circles it over his shoulder. Lomeli sets, 2-2 pitch to Hendrick, is inside, and that clipped him as a matter of fact, so Austin Hendrick will get to head down to first base. Carlos Lomeli losing the grip on that baseball. And Austin Hendrick very slowly making his way down to first base. Now goes into a little more of a hardy jog. So the Tortugas get a one-out base runner here in the ninth inning. Michelle Triana is the next man up. Lomeli sets and deals. Pitch is swung on, popped up out of play on the third base side. First professional save waiting in the wings for Carlos Lomeli, looking for two more outs here in the ninth inning. Marauders up by 3. Right-hander fires the 0-1. There's a swing and a high pop up behind home plate. Hendry rips off the mask. Does he have a chance? Yes, he does. And tumbling back catch and does a somersault, hanging onto the ball down on the turf. What a job by Wyatt Hendry sticking with it. Carlos Lomeli going up to his battery mate and from a few feet away, smiling and maybe chuckling a little bit. The two fellow Southern Californians working together here as the Marauders battery in the ninth inning. And Ruben Ibarra is the Tortugas' last hope tonight. Carlos Lomeli looking for that elusive final out here in Daytona Beach. Marauders 4, Tortugas 1, bottom 9. Bradenton leading by 3 with a man on first. First pitch to Ibarra. Taken low and outside on the first pitch slider. Tortugas trying to rally back, get back over the 500 mark. Marauders trying to end that losing streak. Lomeli is ready. His 1-0 pitch. Slider spins low. Oh, man, was that close. 2 balls and no strikes on the powerful Ruben Ibarra. Lomeli, hands together, is set. The 2-0 delivery. Ibarra takes a fastball for strike 1, about belt high and on the outside corner. Christian Charlie, the right-hander before Lomeli. A clean eighth inning, including a pair of strikeouts. Lomeli brings the hands together, sets. Long pause. Now the 2-1 pitch. Ibarra swings and pops it foul out of play, out of the ballpark on the first base side. And Bradenton one strike away from victory tonight in Daytona. Carlos Lomeli, 6 innings over 3 relief appearances entering tonight. An ERA of 3. Opponents hitting 240 off of him. He is set. The 2-2 pitch to Ibarra is swung on and missed for a strike. Here from Carlos Lomeli gets the job done, and the Marauders win it. Say goodbye to that three-game losing streak, and Bradenton gives themselves a chance at salvaging a series split as we move forward in this weekend series. Well, the Marauders win this one by a final score of 4-1. The Tortugas strand a man on first base here in the ninth inning. And it's all done in a speedy 2 hours and 14 minutes this evening. Fastest game the Marauders have played so far here in the 2022 season. The Marauders victorious as they high five over the center of the diamond here at Daytona Beach. We will step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. That's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark, where the Marauders have just defeated the Daytona Tortugas by a final score of 4-1. Marauders snap a three-game losing streak, and here's how it looked tonight. Well, first of all, Justin Mice on an absolute roll on the mound this evening. After giving up a leadoff double in the bottom of the first inning, Mice proceeded to retire the next seven batters in a row, actually make that the next eight batters in a row, before an infield single by Gus Steiger ended that streak. Mice went on to roll, striking out a career-high 10. He did not walk a batter. He allowed only the two hits, both coming off the bat of Gus Steiger. And Justin Mice ends up earning the win as Marauders put up the necessary four runs over the Tortugas, one run in the seventh. As for those runs, this is how they scored. Top of the second inning, the Marauders jumped out to their early lead. The leadoff man in the inning, Jace Bowen, led off with a single, knocking it into left field. Wyatt Hendry then reached on a throwing error by Tortugas third baseman Michelle Triana. Ball bounced away from the first baseman, Ruben Ibarra. Jace Bowen tried to take third on the play, but he was thrown out, making a risky decision on the bases. With a runner on first, Juan Jerez drew a walk. Rodolfo Nolasco flied out to deep center, but then after a wild pitch advanced both men one base each, Luke Brown lined a single into left field, scoring both runs, and the Marauders took a 2-0 lead. Brown later reached third base on a single by Randy Romero, and during that same at-bat, Brown scoring from third on a wild pitch, making it 3-0 Bradenton. Marauders were back at it, scoring again in the fourth inning, loading the bases here in Daytona Beach, and Jacob Gonzalez lifting a fly ball deep to left field for a sac fly. That sent Luke Brown home from third, making it 4-0 Marauders. Well, the Tortugas wouldn't bite back until the bottom of the seventh inning. Austin Hendrick led off with a single. Michelle Triana lined into a double play. Two outs with the bases empty. Tortugas were not finished that inning, though. Ruben Ibarra reached on a throwing error by Marauders third baseman Juan Jerez and then scored on a single to left field by Yerlin Confidan. That'll be all the Tortugas would get, though. The Marauders pitching staff really performed well tonight. We mentioned the five scoreless innings from Justin Mice. Wilkin Ramos giving up the one unearned run in the seventh inning. He goes two innings. Christian Charlie, a scoreless eighth inning for Bradenton. And Carlos Lamelli picking up his first career save with a scoreless ninth inning, working around a two-out hit-by-pitch. As the Marauders, final totals in the pitching line read as follows. Nine innings, five hits, one unearned run, no walks, 16 strikeouts a season high. And just an absolutely brilliant pitching performance by four Marauders arms tonight here in Daytona Beach. Here are the Happy contest. Four runs, nine hits, one error. They left seven men on base. For the Tortugas, one run, five hits, one error, and three men left on base. Justin Mice, the winner tonight. He improves to 2-1 on the season. The loss goes to Tortugas starter Julian Aguiar. He is now 1-1. Carlos Lamelli is mentioned, picking up his first career save with a scoreless ninth inning. Tonight's game played in a speedy 2 hours and 14 minutes, shortest game of the year this season for the Marauders, in front of a crowd of 1,607 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It was 84 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. With their win tonight, the Marauders end the losing streak at 3 games, and they improve their record to 8-5. And with their loss, the Tortugas say goodbye to a 4-game win streak, and they fall back below the 500 mark. They are now 6-7. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll name the Marauders player of the game and give you a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders. Postgres have won this game by a score of 4-1. It is time to name our Marauders player of the game. Not much question about it here. It's Justin Mice. Five scoreless innings, a career-high 10 strikeouts for Mice, who gave up only two hits, and those were the only two base runners he allowed over his five innings of work. Justin Mice, the well-deserved Marauders player of the game this evening in Daytona Beach. Series continues tomorrow as the Marauders look to get a new winning streak going. They look to give themselves a chance at a series split. And tomorrow on the mound, the Marauders will look to right-hander Po Yu Chen, the 20-year-old righty from Taiwan. And he'll be faced by right-hander Hunter Parks, making his first appearance of this series. He'll be starting for the Tortugas. First pitch once again, 7:05, will be on the air at 6:50 p.m. for pregame coverage tomorrow in game number 5 of the 6-game series. That about does it for us here tonight in Daytona Beach. Once again, the Marauders snap a 3-game losing streak, winning 4-1 over the Daytona Beach Tortugas here this evening. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.